Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, shalom, Havarim, shalom, shalom, here for the Wednesday podcast, FYI, the Monday's podcast, second day of the Shabuah, here for the Sao Torah reading and feeding. The Monday's podcast is once again available. I and I give thanks. Here at the fourth day of the Shabuah, here for what we call the Wisdom Wednesday, here on the Ed and the Irish. Let's ride out this side.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Yeah, we had Psalm 119, according to the royal order and the season previous light. Here we have, we had Psalm 84, and go through Psalm 84 right here. Now, like we said, usually we're reflecting on the day that has already soon. Hopefully in this Pesach season, we'll do the psalm ahead. Yes, but here, a review is good right here for I and I. Psalm 119, Torah, the way of life, also a Hebrew acrostic, a very important instructional psalm to learning the basics of the Hebrew Aleph Beit, first house, here. Aleph.
Ashrei Timimei Darek Haholkim Betorati Yahuwa Ashrei Notrei Edotayo Bekol Leva Yida Reshuvu אף לא אפעלו עולה ביה דרכיו אהלכו אתה צוויתה וקודקה לשמור מאוד אכלי יקונו דרכי לשמור חוקקה אז לא אבוש והביטיה אלא כל המצוותיך עודקה ביה יושר לבב, ביה למדיה משפטיה צידקקה. את חוקקה אשמור על תעזבני עד מאוד.
Psalm 119, Aleph. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Aleph. Bet. Gimel. Aleph. Bet. Gimel. Dalet. Hey. Vav. Zayin. Chet. Tet. Yod. Kaf. Lamed. Mem. Nun. Samech. Ein. Pe. Tadik. Kuf. Resh. Shin. Tav.
a ba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a fa pa sa ka ra sha ta 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 a ba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa sa ka ra sha ta ta
again,
Aba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na, sa a pa za ka, ra sha ta,
ta, ta, ta.
Aba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na, sa a pa za ka, ra sha ta,
ta, ta.
Aba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa za ka ra sha ta
ta ta ta.
Here, here, here we call this baby Hebrew, basic Hebrew.
Aba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa za ka ra sha ta.
Again.
Ta.
Again.
A ba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa sa ka ra sha ta
ta ta.
Here, 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 Shema Israel. Here, 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 baby Hebrew or basic Hebrew or baby Hebrew. Baby.
A ba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa sa ka ra sha ta.
Again.
A ba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa za ka ra sha ta
ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta.
Here, 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 basic Hebrew, here, 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 baby Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, 1-22.
Aba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta.
Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1-22.
Aba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta.
Ta, ta,
a. Aleph, ba, bait, ga, gimel, da, dalet, ha, hey, wa, wow, za, zain, cha, chet, ta, tet, ya, yod, ka, kaf, la, lamed, ma, bain, na, nun, sa, samech, a, ain, pa, pei, sa, sadai, ka, kof, ra, resh, sha, shin, ta, tau,
ta. Tau,
ta,
tau,
ta,
tau.
Aba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na, sa a pa sa, ka ra sha ta,
ta, ta, ta, ta, ta.
כבוד עלק, תקשיב.
יש כבוד, יש
לאנשים שהבינו.
יש כבוד, יש
אלה שהבינו.
יש כבוד, יש
לאריות ונמרים. אין כבוד, אין לנחשים וצבועים.
יש כבוד, יש
בינינו לאלוהינו.
יש
כבוד לאלה שאיתנו כבר שנים ואלה שעברו את הזמנים הקשים אלה שלא רואים רק את הזרקורים אלה חברים אחי, אלה הגברים אלה שהבדילו בין עיקר לטפל זה שמברך אותך מול זה שמקלל אלה שהבדילו בין חרוץ לעצל אלה שעבדו בשמש לא חיכו בצל אלה שהיו אחד בפה, אחד בלב אלה שהבינו מי נותן ומי חולב אלה שהבדילו בין חבר לאויב הם שאהבו אותי אותם אני אוהב כי יש כבוד יש לאנשים שהאמינו יש כבוד יש אלה שהאמינו יש כבוד יש לאריות ונמרים אין כבוד אין לנחשים וצבועים יש כבוד יש בינינו לאלוהינו יש כבוד יש אנחנו לא לבדנו יש כבוד יש לסבלנות של שנים אין כבוד אין לנרקומנים לשקלים מציע לכל אלה שראו והאמינו אלה שרצו לשמוע, אלה שהפנימו אלה שאכלו את ההצלחה ולא השמינו רק אתכם רצינו, ואיתכם בנינו אלה שחיפו נקי ולא רצו למעוך אלה שהלכו ליד ולא חיפשו לדרוך אלה שתמיד ידעת יש על מי לסמוך גם כשהיה קשה עזרתם לי למשוך אלה שהייתי כשעוד נראיתי מוזר אלה שביטו קצת קדימה למחר אלה נשארו כשכל הרעש נגמר מי שלא נשבר עומד מול זה שנמכר כי יש כבוד יש לאנשים שהאמינו יש כבוד יש אלה שהאמינו יש כבוד יש לאריות ונמרים אין כבוד אין לנחשים וצבועים יש כבוד יש בינינו לאלוהינו יש כבוד יש אנחנו לא לבד סבלנות של שנים אין כבוד אין לנרקומנים לשקלים יום יבוא אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו יום יבוא אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו ברוך השם יש לנו את החירות לבחור ממשיך קדימה לא נשאר מאחור הכוח הוא בהתמדה כן ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה יש כבוד
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? We'll be right back.
המנגינה שלך וזה הזמן להתעורר אורי ישראל ובא לציון גואל אורי ישראל זאת המנגינה שלך וזה הזמן להתעורר כי זה הזמן להתעורר בו יולדול ואורי ישראל קומי, שימי טוב בבר רק הפריחי לי דבר אחד לא להתבלבל כי עוד מעט ונצליח להביא את המשיח אם רק נמשיך להשתדל לקנה אני רואה ברחוב כולם רוצים לאהוב ולעזור זה לזזר עושה לי טוב כזה בתוך הלב מה שגורם לי לבקש ממך את האמת פה בעולם תרים את הראש ותמיד תדרוש שלום מלבדך ותבין שזה לא סתם נולדנו ולא סתם אנחנו כאן ולא סתם הלכנו במדבר 40 שנה לא סתם נלחמנו להיות עם עם מדינה לקרוא לה ישראל והנה זה קורה לה לא סתם נולדנו ולא סתם אנחנו כאן ולא סתם הלכנו במדבר 40 שנה לא סתם נלחמנו להיות
Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Here, one more Hebrew tune here, Ayala and Gedashet. I and I, Beta Israel, sister Ayala and Gedashet with To Move Noir based on Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Call. בזמן המתאים ברגע הנכון יש פתרון בזמן המתאים ברגע הנכון יש פתרון
Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Just to go over it right here, we're going to keep it moving. Lanua, Lanua, Lanua. Based on Ecclesiastes, Kohelet chapter 3, the Gimel chapter, to everything there's a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. Lakol Azaman. We're eight. That's the part there. She began off with eight. Eight, a time, a season for eight. We're eight. Likol chafet, to every purpose, a tahat, under ha shamayim, under the heavens, tahat ha shamayim. So she touched on a couple of verses, eight la ledet. Ve'eta lamut. There's a time, la ledet, to be born. Ve'eta lamut. And there's a time to die, lamut. Eta la ta'at. There's a time to plant. Ve'eta la ikor. And a time to pluck up. Natua, that which is planted. It's a little brief right there. And here, it's time for the evening psalm, Psalm 94. Let's rise up and chant right here.
English. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Wednesday Psalm, according to the royal order, also Judaically, Hebraically. These are the Psalms, the evening Psalms, as it was chanted in the Temple of Jerusalem up to 70 AD. So we have Psalm 94 for the Wednesday or the fourth day, the middle day of the Shabuah. And it has a theme Chabarim. Some would say a theme of vengeance. It's a vengeance, like all vengeance of the Lord. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here, Sister Aisha, with your vengeance. Yes, I. Here it is.
Out of the hills of Zion come, your lightning and thunder. I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakan grama uira satar madani alam tina isteling the ghost na gast. Side kyuga.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS, number 24. Vayikra, and he called. From Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 through 18, and Hebrews chapter 13, verse 10 through 15. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Weh Ha'bein, Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who He be, the One. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1, Aleph, verse 2, Beit, verse 3, Gimel, verse 4, Dalet. Ki ha-Torah b'hiyot ba-tel ha-tobot ha-atidot v'lo mareh etzem ha-dbarim ein bi'akalta le'olam le'hashlim et ha-krebim ba-karbanot ha-him asher yakribu tamid midei shana b'shana. Ki im kein halo halu lahabiam ki lo haita od idiat chataim bimakribim bekita haram pa'am echat. Abal yesh sham hazakarat ha chataim shana b'shana. Ki dam haparim vehashirim lo yukal lehasir chataim. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices that they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshipper once purged should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O Elohim. Above, when he said, Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither has pleasure therein that are offered by the law. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O Elohim. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the that will we are sanctified, through the offering of the body of Yeshua HaMashiach, of Jesus Christ, once for all. And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of Elohim. from henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering has he perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Spirit also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sin and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Hebrews chapter 13. Christian separation and worship. Verse 10, Yod. Verse 11, Yod Aleph. Verse 12, Yod Beit. Yesh lanu mizbeach asher ein lehem rishut lim sharate hamishkan le'akol me'alayu ki habhemot asher huba daman bakodesh le'kaparat hachet al yedei hakohen hagadol guyotehen Nisrfu mechutz la machane ba abor zot gam Yeshua una mechutz la machane. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat that serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Yeshua Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore to him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come, the believer priest sacrifice. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Elohim continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ladimtu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this portion. Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom, Rastafari Hasidim. Here, we're in the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's known as Leviticus. And here's the metaphysics of Leviticus. Here, 99 Rastafari Sabbatical Studies. And for this Shabbat and these Shabbats here, we're in the third book of Moses, of Moshe, called Leviticus. We know this as Vayikra. Some enunciate it as Vayikra. We enunciate it according to the Afro-Shemitic, we the black Jews, Yehudi, Rastafari Yehudi of the line of the tribe of Yehuda. We enunciate it as Vayikra. And he called, because Jehovah, Hashem called out, Adonai called out from the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation. So here, this third book of the Bible, it contains a summary of all the rules and ceremonies pertaining to the ministry, right, of the Israelitish priests, of the Hebrew priests, some would say of the Jewish priests, but from the context of Moshe, they would be the Levite, actually the Levites. We have the Kohanim from the sons of Aaron and his sons, the Kohanim, Aaron the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, the likeness of the Moshiach. As we mentioned before, that Aaron and his sons were what we can call the Hebrew Christians. They were the Meshachawiyan, they were the anointed ones. Then we had the Levites. So we have the Aaronic priests, the Levitical priests, but the Aaronic priests. Remember, Aaron is a Levite, but there's a distinction that needs to be made between the priest, the Kohanim, and the Lewawiyan, or the Levites. But the link with Leviticus is very, very close here, as they both are of the tribe of Lewi, Levi. Now, this book, third book of Moses, pertains to the activities of the Israelite Ish and Isha, the Israelitish people. Right, the Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel, but in particular the Bani Yisrael. Now, not all of the Torot, the laws, the direction, instructions laid down in this book concern what we call today and nowadays so-called, quote, religion, end quote. We got to get into what is religion and whose religion is it? I mean, what word is this? What word do we use in the scripture to describe what they call religion? But what we call nowadays in the general religion, right? Many of the Torot, or the Torahs, we could say the laws, the direction, instructions are rules of health, social conduct, and so forth. Now, metaphysically, Leviticus, here the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called the Sefer Vayikra, and in English, LXX, we have Leviticus. We have Leviticus, metaphysically speaking. The inner spiritual law of life and liberty, of health, of shalom, of salam, of peace, of plenty, and of true spiritual understanding. Again, the roots, the understanding, right? Then we have the understanding, bring us that overstand, that overcoming. But we have the spiritual roots and the worship, right? What's known as worship, the worship. Now, back of the outer letter. So we have the outer letter of the law. Let's note that here. We have the outer letter of the law. Back of the endless rules, seemingly endless rules, many rules, restrictions, and ceremonies of an outer, what we can call an outer religion, that binds, and according to Romans chapter 7, verses 9 and 10, it leads to death. There is the real serving of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity in spirit, which leads to life, the true liberty, to all good. Now we have 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. So just touching a little here on Leviticus. Now, to get to the real root of Leviticus is to get to Lewi, who is Levi? Levi, very, very important to get to the root. Lewi, Levi, joining, clinging, wreathing, entwining, enfolding, also uniting and loving. Leah's third son by Yaakov, the patriarch, Abinu Yaakov, father Jacob. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined to me because I have borne him three sons. Lewi is the third son, and here we have the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Leviticus. Therefore his name was called Lewi, Levi. Right now, Lewi is the root of Leviticus, which is belonging to Lewi, belonging to Levi.
belonging to Levi. Now, it's very, very important for us to get the roots and the groundation of Leviticus, the third book, more to come. Chabarim, Chassidim, yes, I. Stay tuned and stay in tune, brothers and sisters. The Rastafari Rapture on the air, Rastafari Radio on the Blog Talk Radio for the times and listing, Rastafari Groundation.org, and also I and I, you know, on the IG and elsewhere as well. Just link. Stay in tune, brothers and sisters. Shalom, Chabarim, shalom. Here we are in Leviticus. Yes, I, the third book of Moses, known as Leviticus.
And also on the LOJS.org. LOJS.org and live streaming on the Rastafari Israelites YouTube, Rastafari Groundation. So here, Scrolls of the Levite here, O-I. Yes, sir.
Stop healing King Selassie, for I know he's the guiding light for I and I. Yes, I could I never ever stop healing King Selassie. Healing I, Father, for all above us tonight. Yeah. Every day Babylonians with their masquerades and parades, drop out, and I'll be told them, I tell them, can't get me off the road, me road. Oh, I could I never ever stop feeling King Selassie. I, oh, I know he's a guiding light for I and I. Yes, I could I never ever stop feeling King Selassie. I, waiting to explode. Wicked, you can't hide, soon expose. Now your true self revealing, like torn amongst the road. Yeah, this is the half of the story that's never been told. Oh, I could I never ever stop feeling King Selassie. For I, no, he's a guiding light for I and I. Yes, I could I never ever stop feeling King Selassie. Masquerade and parade, living like circus clowns behind their masks, so afraid. But if I ever get the bucket go out when the batter must drop out, and I'll let go them, I tell them can't get me off the road. Yeah. Oh, I could I never ever stop feeling King Selassie. Oh,
I, Rastafari, I, scrolls of the Levite, heal up to Mark Wonder, yes, I. Scrolls of Levi, that was O.I. right there. Here we're in Leviticus, the book of the priesthood.
Thank you, whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you. Whatever you have done.
Assistant priests shall say the prayer of oblation of the apostles. And again, let us beseech the Almighty Lord, the Father of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, on behalf of those who bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithe, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, secretly or openly, and of those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, that he accept their ready mind, that he grant to them the heavenly kingdom, power over all works of blessing belongs to the Lord our God, belongs to Egziavihar Amlakachin, belongs to Yahwalheinu. The assistant priest, pray for them who bring an oblation. And the people shall say, accept the oblation of our brethren. Accept the oblation of our sisters and ours. Also accept our oblation and our offering. The assistant priest shall say, Ekziavihar Amlakachin Yahuwalheinu, the Lord our God who art almighty, we pray and beseech thee, I, for them that bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithes, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, in secret or openly, and for those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, thine acceptance of their ready mind, grant thou
to everyone. Let the recompense of blessing be a portion to all of them. Through thine only begotten Son, through whom to thee I, with him and with the Holy Spirit, be glory and dominion, both now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, 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 and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, forth before thee as incense, prayer be set forth before thee as incense, prayer be set forth before thee as incense, prayer be set forth before thee as incense, the as incense, the prayer be set forth before thee as prayer be set forth before thee. Prayer be set forth before thee. Forth before thee. Forth before thee. Forth. Prayer be set forth before thee. Prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. As the evening sacrifice. The evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. As the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense.
You really think it's easy being an artist? But they don't know the sacrifice we make, the journeys we take. That's why I'm here telling it straight. See the right and the wrong side. You only see the fame and the limelight. You only see a rising star. But you never know that I come from far. The long journeys and the tiring trips. When I'm on the road, love fills me up in ship. Today I'm in Trinidad. Tomorrow in Brazil for a big, big show. I've got to work. I've got to pay the price. I've got to work. I've got to sacrifice. Working class, lazy body, better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice, got to work in a different life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will come. I go to the north and I go south. I go east, west, so I'm all about doing my work up on, chatting with the most I am well on course. Radio interviews and the sound check. Jingles, the plate, and I just can't forget. For if at times I practice to bring my people sweet root music. So I've got to work, I've got to pay the price. I've got to work, got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class. Lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, got to sacrifice. Got to work, got to pay the price. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will feel. Oh, you got to work, got to sacrifice, you got to work, in a day your life. Respect to the working class, they know you reap the benefits at last. You got to gain some and you got to lose. You got to give and take, watch the road you choose. Buckle up your belt
working class. Lazy body better get up your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice. Got to work, in a different life. When you put your shoulders to the wheel, what's a good goodbye? You be right.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this.
When I say more, you say fire, more.
Flash. Perfect. Blessed. More fire. More fire.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shalom, Chavarim. Let's touch on the burnt offerings, the Olot, metaphysics of the Olot, the Ola, singular, the Ola, burnt offering, Allah, to go up, Allah, Ola, Aliyah. So let's get to the root right here, metaphysically speaking, of the burnt offering. What's the metaphysics of the burnt offerings, the ascension? In the Hebrew, the ascension, the Ola, the ascension, the going up, the Olot, that which goes up, the smoke, giving Chah all that smoke. Yes, I. So the bullock connection, the bullocks, right, and the burnt offering. Now, metaphysically speaking, the bullock, it represents the animal life, the animal liberty, the chayim, is the plural form that's used in the Hebrew for the living creatures or the creation, the creatures, KJV, specifically outlines the animal as the creature and the creation. When we look at it in translation, the creature and creation. So the Hebrew of it is the chai, which means life, and chayim. Sometimes in the Hebrew as chayat, more feminine form right there, then we have the chayim, which literally means the lives or living ones. So the metaphysics of the bullock represents the chayim, the living ones, the life, right, the creation, known as the animal life, the animal liberty of the organism is the chayim. The wood now, it represents the corporeal substance, the wood, and the likeness of the wood to the true humanity, the wood and the connection of humanity, especially in the fulfillment. When we see the wood, even the wood of the cross, of the mezcal, the wood representing the humanity of HaMashiach, the humanity, even the connection of the wood and to man, and man also being likened to a tree. Scripturally, in the Hebrew HD, Hebrew definition, in the Hebrew dimension, even concerning the Hebrew, the divinity, the tree connection with man and the tree link. The tree is the life and links with the life of man. So the wood, it represents the corporeal substance. Now, in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 33, for example, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 33, we have the pouring the water. This is the scene right here with Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Elijah. The pouring of the water upon these, upon the chayim, the animal life, right? The animal life of the organism, the wood, representing the humanity, right, the corporeal substance. So pouring of the water upon these represents denial. So here we're taking Elijah's example right here as an example here in the metaphysics of the burnt offerings, the olot, as well as the bullock connection. So the pouring of the water upon these represents denial of the sense appearance, in order that the real character may be uncovered. So the denial of the sense and the satana of the senses, the sense or sensual, the sense appearance, in order that the real character may be uncovered, may be discovered, may be revealed. Here's the connection here with the metaphysics of the burnt offering and the bullock in the Eliyahu, Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 33. Now, speaking of the regeneration, being born again, generation, birth. In the regeneration, all of the chayim, the animal forces, the creation, the living forces, and their manifestations on the nature plane of reality must be transmuted into spiritual consciousness. So in the regeneration, in the rebirth, the regeneration, all of the animal forces, the chayim, the living forces, and their manifestations on the natural plane must be transmuted into spiritual consciousness. This is the innermost of the innocence, the inner meaning of the ceremonial offerings, right, the korbanot of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of the children of Israel, especially concerning third book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, and he called. Now the burnt offerings that we find in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, what does this signify? This here signifies in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, it signifies a transmutation process. The sensual propensities, they go through the refiner's fire. Through that action, the outer consciousness is lifted. That's the sense of the Allah in the Ola, Ole, Ola, right? The Olot, the going up, is lifted. Allah is lifted as a smoke arises, right? The smoke with the fire arises, right? Is lifted. Through that action, the outer consciousness is lifted into the purity and the life, the liberty, the life of the Ruach. Ruach, the irit, the spirit, the menfes. So we have, through that action, the outer consciousness being lifted. So the object lesson of the Ola and the Olot, right, the burnt offerings, Aliyah going up, Allah going up, the consciousness, the outer consciousness being lifted into the purity, the refinement, the purity, and the life, the liberty of spirit. So we get the transmutation. We get the four states of matter. We got the solid, we got the liquid, we got the gas. Right? And then we have the plasma, the four stages. So the transmutation, right, from the coarser state to the more refined state, right, is an action that lifts the outer consciousness into the purity and the life, the liberty of the spirit. Now, Shlomo HaMelech, Negus Selamin, Solomon, he presented burnt offerings, Olot. King Solomon presented the Olot, the burnt offerings to Yahweh, to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. These Olot, LaYahweh, to Jehovah, they denote a conscious giving up of the sense, or we could say the sensual, the sense life, the sense liberty, the outer, the course for the more refined. So Solomon presenting the Olot, the burnt offerings to Yahweh, to Hashem, to Jehovah, these Olot to Yahweh, to Jehovah, they denote a conscious giving up, of the sense, the sensual life and liberty that the spiritual, the eretical, may be gained. So here we have the process of, we say, life for life, right? The process, the Hebrew karma principle here, life for life, based on even the eye for eye, the tooth for tooth, the like for like, right? That conscious giving up of the sensual life, you can say the outer life, that's the inner life, the spiritual, eretical, may be gained in the transmutation, right? Transmutation from one state of matter, right, through the process of the Aish, the Isat, the fire, to another state of matter. So then the prayer, the tefillah, in the Hebrew, the tefillah, the tzelot, the tefillah for the things of spirit, the prayer for the things of spirit, and a willingness to make our what? Wills obedient to good influence and to avoid evil is to show the greatest wisdom. In order to follow this aim, one must be guided by Haimanot, by the Emuna, by the living faith, often translated as religion, but the Haimanot, the teaching of His Majesty, to make our wills obedient to good influences and to avoid evil is to show the greatest Chokmah, the greatest tibeb, the greatest wisdom, in order to follow this aim, right? Ready, aim, fire, right? To follow this aim, one must be guided by Haimanot, by the Emunah, the Emnet, right? The faith, right? The living faith, right? In translation called religion, but in the root, the living faith, Haimanot, the Emunah in the Hebrew, the Emnet from the Amenet. So the prayer for the things of spirit and a willingness, the will, make our wills obedient, to give up all thoughts of carnality, the carnal mind. I now want no carnal mind, carnality, transmute. They transmute to burning up the beast, right? The beast of the body, the beast of carnality. And thus we have the First Kings chapter 3, verse 4, example right here. So just a basic overview here, looking at the metaphysics of the bullock, right? The bullock, one of the animals, one of the chai, the chayim, right? The living forces here, looking at the pattern, as well as the burnt offerings, the olot, right? The olot, Allah, Aliyah, Yesai, Rastafari, the metaphysics of the bullock and the burnt offerings.
Aviva, it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
Bless you, we find your peace are unapprovable. Bless you, we find your peace are unapprovable. Bless you, we find your peace are unapprovable.
We have today's daily psalm, we have psalm 9 according to the royal order.
Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu. Mizmor pe daled lamnatzeh al hagittit livne korach mizmor. Ma yedidot mishkenotecha, Adonai Tzevaot, nichsefa vegam kaleta nafshi lechatzrot Adonai libbi uvzari, yerannenu el hay. Gam tzipor matzea vayit, ודרור כן לה, אשר שעת אפרוחיה את מזבחותיך, אדוני צבאות, מלכי ואלוהי. אשרי יושבי ביתך, עוד יהללוך סלע. אשרי אדם עוז לו וח, מסילות בלבבם. עוברי בעמק הבכה, מעיין ישיתוהו. גם ברכות יעתה מורה, ילכו מחיל אל חיל, יראה אל אלוהים בציון. אדוני אלוהים צבאות, שמעה תפילתי, האזינה אלוהי יעקב סלע. מגיננו ראה אלוהים, והבט פני משיחיך, כי טוב יום בחצריך מאלף, בחרתי הסתופף בבית אלוהי מדור באהולי רשע. כי שמש ומגן אדוני אלוהים, חן וכבוד ייתן אדוני. לא ימנע טוב להולכים בתמים, אדוני צבאות אשרי אדם בוטח בך.
Mizmor pe dalet, mizmor pe dalet. Some enunciates pe dalet, enunciates fe dalet. Psalm LXXXIV. Psalm 84, you have a psalm of joy, yes, a joy, joyous psalm, joy in the sanctuary. Lam natzeach al hagitit, al hagitit. For the chief musician upon hagitit.
Hagitit. Hagitit.
Shalom, chabarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We have the order of Malachias Erek. We have Mizmor Fe Dalet. Mizmor Fe Dalet. Mizmor Pe Dalet. Somebody enunciates Pe Dalet. Enunciates Fe Dalet. Psalm LXXXIV. Psalm 84. We have a psalm of joy. Yes, a joy. Joyous psalm. Joy in the sanctuary. Lam Natzeach Al Hagitit. Al Hagitit. For the chief musician upon Hagitit. Hagitit. Now, some say that the Gitit Psalms is like Psalms. We have Psalm 8. Psalm 8. Psalm 8 here for the Gitit. Hagitit. Just to look at the superscription right here. Hagitit. Gitit.
Gitit. Two explanations are possible, alike based on Judaic tradition. Now, the Targum connects the term with the city of Gat, right? Or one would say Gath, suggesting a musical instrument or melody which had, some say, a Philistine origin. Now, the Midrash sees a connection with the Hebrew Gat or Gath and the Hebrew wine press, the Gath wine press. Hence, a tune associated with vintage songs. Now, modern scholars, they favor second alternative. So here we have in the superscription of today's daily psalm that is themed in the Sefer Tehillim, joy. We have a psalm of joy here. Joy in the sanctuary. Joy in the sanctuary. HaMishkan. We have Lamnat Tzeyach for the chief, to the chief musician. Lamnat Tzeyach Al HaGitit. Al HaGitit. Gitit. Gitit. Some interpret this as a harvest psalm. It's at this point that the Asaph psalms, they end. And some more of the Korahite, what's known as the Korahite psalms, appear. In its intense love for the communion with Ha-Elohim, with the true good, the true God, which is to be experienced, a subjective experience in HaMishkan, in the sanctuary, in the chapel. Now, this mizmor, this psalm is a companion to the Korahite psalm XLII, Psalm 42. But whereas in the latter, Psalm 42, we find that we had a lament of one to whom adverse circumstances and situations had denied that privilege. Now, we hear the joyous tones of a pilgrim who recounts his deep happiness in standing once more within the sacred, the set apart, the holy precincts. Now, the poem, the composition, supplies no clue directly to the poet's identity or to his history. In fact, his words are more than personal. They echo the sentiments of every really just, some say religious, spiritual soul in every epoch. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fei Dalet, Psalm 84, Psalm LXXXIV, joy in the sanctuary. La Minatzeach, Lamnatzeach, Allah Hagitit. Libne Korach Mizmor, for the leader, the chief musician, upon Githith, a song of the sons of Korah. Ma Yedidota Miashknoteka Yahuwah Tzevaot. How lovely. Ma Yedidot. How lovely, how amiable, how lovely. Ma Yedidota Miashknoteka. The eyes, tabernacles. Mia shikunoteka, Yahuwah Tzevaot. Oh, he who be, Yahuwah Jehovah of hosts. So here we have, at the Beit verse in the Hebrew, which is corresponding to the first verse in the KJV, we have verses 1 to 4, his yearning. The yearning for HaHekal, the yearning for the temple. This opening verse, how lovely. Ma, yedidot, how yedidot, how beautiful, how lovely. Yedidot, ma yedidot, mishiknoteka Yehovah Tzevaot. How lovely are thy tabernacles, O Jehovah of hosts. Here, literally, we have dwelling places. Mishiknoteka, the eyes, dwelling places. Mishiknot. Right? Shekinot, the Mishkan. We say the Mishkan, the tabernacle. Here we have the plural, Mishkanoteka, the eyes, dwelling places, the plural. Right? A connection we also have in XLII and 3, Hebraically, Psalm 43 and 3. Ma yedidot mishiknoteka Yahuwah Tzevaot. How lovely are the eye tabernacles. Mishiknoteka, the eye dwelling places. Yahuwah Tzevaot. Nika sefa v'kama kalta nafshi. Lechat roti Yahuwah libi uvisari. Yerananu el chayi. My soul yearneth, yea, even pineth for the courts of Jah. Yahovah, Nika Sefa, Wakama Kalta, Nafshi, 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 my soul yearneth, yea, even pineth for the courts, Lechat Roti Yahovah, Lechat Roti Yahovah, for the courts of Jehovah. Libi ubisari hirananu el el hai, my heart, libi u and bisari, my flesh, libi ubisari hirananu hirananu, they sing and ringing and shrilling in tones, libi ubisari hirananu il el hai, for joy, yiranenu, to sing for joy, ranen yiranenu, they sing, libi ubisari, my heart and my flesh, yiranenu, sing for joy, il el, to the el hai, to the living el, to the living God, the true source. El Hai, El Hai, to El Hai, Kama Tipora, Mata'a Baye Toua Derora Kena Laha, Asha Shata, Eforoheha, Eta Mia Zebehoteka, Yahuwah Sebaot Malki, Wel Hai, yay! The sparrow hath found a house. Gama Sipor, the Sipor, Sipor, Gam Sipor, Mata'a Bayit, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow, Ua Duror Kena Laha, the swallow, a nest for herself, Asher Shata Eforoheha, where she may lay her young, Asher Shata Eforoheha, where she may lay her young, Eta Mia Zibbochote Kayahuat Baot, thine altars, Eta Mia Zibbochoteka, Mi Zibbochoteka Yahuwah Tzvaot, O Jehovah of hosts, Maliki, Welohai, Hailiai, my King and my Elohim, my source, Maliki, Welohai, happy are they, Ashrei, happy are they that dwell, Ashrei Yoshbei, happy are they that dwell in thy house, Ashrei Yoshbei Abeiteka, they are ever praising, Isaacing, Oda, Ye Hallelujah, they are ever praising the I, male, Oda, Ye Hallelujah, Selah. Pause. So what do we have here? The yearning for Hahekal, the dwelling places, yearning, pining, yearned, pine, expressing that deep soul motion. When he and I and we is away from Hahekal, the temple, he says, my heart and my flesh, my mind and my body, thine altars. Some suppose the words have been supplied after Elohai, my Hailiai, my Elohim, my true good, my true God, to complete the sentence. It is preferable to understand the S of the eight, as with, by. And filling thus, do I find my resting place by thine altars, in the comparison to the sparrow and to the swallow, where it says, Dam Sipora Mata'a Bayetu Deror Kena Laha, yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, Asher Shata Eforoheha, where she may lay her young, Eta Mia Zibbechote Kayahuas Baot, thine altar. So the et, we have the et, we have the Eta Mizibbechoteka. Eta Mizibbechoteka Mizbeach. We say Mizbeach. Here we have Mizibbechoteka. You know, it's thine, plural. Et mizibichoteka, nine altars, Yahuwah Tzvaot, Maliki, Welhai, my King and my Elohim, Elhai, Hailiai, dwell in thy house. Happy. Ashre Yoshbe Beiteka. Happy are they. Ashre Yoshbe Yoshbe Yashab. Yashab, Yosheb, to dwell, to be seated. Ashreya Yoshve, Beit Ka, the Beit of Ka, the eyes, house, Od, Yehaleluka, Od, always, always, Od, Yehalelu, they will be praising Yehaleluka, the I male, Selah, pause. He admires, some might even say, in a righteous sense, envies, desires to be as those who spend their lives and their liberty in Ha'Elohim's service and in his house. Thus he says, Ashre Yoshve Beiteka Oda Yehaleluka Selah, 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 Selah.
Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah, 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 Selah. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme.
Ashre Adam, Ashre Adam, Oz Laupaka, Silota Bia Lebabam. Happy is the man, Ashre Adam, Ashre, happy is Adam, is the man, the average man, the common man, all man, in the general sense, happy is the man. Ashre Adam, Oz Lo Bak, whose strength is in the eye. Ashre Adam, Oz Lo Bak, Me Silota Bia Levabam, in whose heart are thy, are the highways, in whose heart are the highways or the steps. Nisilot, Nisilotavi Levabam, in whose heart are the highways. Here, picking up Hebraically verses 6 to 8 in the KJV, this will be verses 5, verses 5 to 7. This section here is happiness in Jah's worship. Happiness, Ashre Adam, Oslo Baka, Misilotavi Levabam, the highways, vis-a-vis the highways to Zion, to Zion, even the African Zion, longing for the road to Zion, the road to Zion, the road to Hahekal, the road to the temple. So here we pick up after the Selah pause in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Mizmor Fe Dalet, the 84th Psalm. So here, picking up the second section right here, in King James Version, verses 5 to 7. Now, we're mainly focusing on the Hebrew here. So if ones and ones are reading along in the KJV, no doubt they will notice certain similarities, but also certain differences. So here, in picking up with the fifth verse, so KJV has blessed. In the English translation, it's not the Baruch bless, because this psalm right here also has where it speaks of, let me scroll right here to English. It's interesting in comparing, contrasting what we have in the English, for example. For example, there is the blessings that we find in verse 6 right here. Well, it's an interesting difference of translation. We're about to get to that right here. But here, picking up after the Selah, KJV will be verse 5, where it reads, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are thy ways," or "are the ways of them." It says the ways of them. Now, Hebraically, we have the mesilah in the singular, but here we have mesilot bi lebabam. Misilot. Now, misilot is a highway, a raised way. It's also a public road, right? It's a thoroughfare. Can be considered as like a turnpike, literally or figuratively. Now, specifically, it's like a viaduct, or also a staircase, a causeway, a course, a highway, a path, a terrace. Now, this comes from the root word salal. Salal in the Hebrew means to lift up, to cast up, to exalt, like to mound up. Right, to exalt. So here the translation that's translated Hebraically from the Hebrew root is highways. Mesilot. Mesilot bi lebabam. In whose heart are the highways. So picking up after the Selah. So to the Selah we had an Asherah. We had an Asherah. To the Selah we had an Asherah. And the Asherah in the Hebrew is happy. Not the Baruch, blessed. That sense, but the Asherah is the happy, that happiness. So we had the happiness before the pause, the Selah. Asherah yoshbeya beiteka, oda yihaleluka Selah. Now here, after the Selah pause, Asherah Adam, oz lawabaka, misilota biya levavam. Happy is the man whose strength is in the eye. Oz lau bak. Oz. Strength for him bak. Strength for him in the eye. Mitsilota bi elibabam. Highways in heart. Heartically speaking. Now here we have verse 6 in the KJV. It reads, "Who passing through the valley of Baca maketh it a well. The rain also filleth the pools." The rain also filleth the pools. Now, here's a very interesting note right here with this particular verse right here, and even picking up in the world of Harkin. Here we have a kind of interesting change of translation, right? What we say, a change of translation depends on how it's translated, right? Translate. Now, here we could bring it in the world of Harik at this point. We're going to go into more of that within the studies, the corresponding studies in the world of Harik for today's daily psalm. But let's bring this up right here, the 84th. Here we're in the 84th, today's daily psalm, Psalm 84. Let's bring up this verse right here, Hebrew first, and then get into a little of the nuance. Just a little of the nuance right here. A very, very interesting verse, right? And as we look at the Hebrew, right, we look at the Hebrew, we also compare and contrast with the Royal Amharic, the Metzav Kedus, and also with the Septuagint, which has some of the more ancient Hebrew. So there's an ancient reading of this particular verse, right? The ancient reading of this particular verse. Here we have it. Let's bring up this. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. Yea, the early rain clothes it with blessings. Ovre, passing, like Ebru, Abru, Hebrew in that sense. Ovre, the passes. Ovre, bi'aimek, ahabaka, ma'iyana yeshituhu. Kama berakota ya iteh more. Passing through the valley of Baca, Obreya bi'aimeka habaka. They make it a place of springs. Ma'iyana yeshituhu. Yay. Gam, the early rain clothes it with blessing. Kama berakota ya iteh more. Now, Bamarinya, and in the Septuagint, we have Belik Soshaliko Wist, Bewesseno Sifra, Yehigamem Hir, Bereketin Yisetalina, Belik Soshaliko,
in the valley of weeping. Habaka, baka, 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 to weep. Habaka, the weeping. Be'aimeka, habaka. In the valley of weeping. Be'aimeka, habaka. Aimek, habaka in the Hebrew correspond. Pamarinya, belikso, sheliko. The valley of weeping, known as the valley of baka. Obre, be'aimeka, habaka. Passing through the valley of weeping. Belikso, sheliko, wista, bewesseno, sifra. In the appointed, interesting, the Westerno Sifra, in the appointed, the set, the decided place, the decided Sifra, Sifra, the Westerno Sifra. Here's the interesting nuance here where it reads, Gam berakota yaitemore, Gama berakota yaitemore, Gam also berakot, blessings. Right, blessings, also blessings, ya ite, more. Now, here that we have in the Royal Amharic, Yehiga Memhir, the teacher, the more, the teacher, Memhir, or the like Rebbe, right, the teacher of Hig, the teacher of Torah, Bereketin, Bereket, the Bereket, Berakot, Berakot, the Bereket, the blessing, Yisit Alina, for the teacher, the Memhir, the scholar, the Rebbe of Torah, gives bereket, gives blessing. Gama berakota yaite more. So there's a kind of a dual reading of this. We can read it as the early rain clothed it with blessings, berakot, the bereket. Or we can read this, the more, remember the more, a teacher of Torah. Here we have Yehig Memhir, Yehig of law, of Torah, Yehig Memhir, the Memhir. Memhir, interesting, is an Ethiopic term for Rebbe and Rebbe, right? A rabbi, a teacher of Torah, a teacher of law. Yehig Memhir, the Barakatina Yisit Alina, the teacher of Torah. Gives, for the teacher of Torah gives blessing, because the idea of teaching, the flowing, more, yare, the flowing, right? Passing through the valley, the pilgrims to Yerushalayim, the valley of weeping, the valley of Baka, bi'aimeka habaka. The last word means the balsam tree, which thrives in dry places. A valley thickly planted with these sort of trees was so named and lay en route to Yerushalayim, on the road to Jerusalem. Actually, it was a waterless valley, but in the eyes of the pilgrims, religiously and spiritually exalted, it was converted into a place of springs. Clothed it with baraka. The barakot, the bereket, the blessings. Whenever pilgrims traverse the arid glen, it looks to them like fertile land. So this is one interpretation of ancient Hebrew. But now in the Septuagint, as well as in the Mets of Kedus and Negus and Neges, we have this read, which really brings out more of the true and the early sense. Both are true, right? But what is true is that the teacher of Torah gives blessing. And remember where they are, remember this is some of the pilgrims, right? That pilgrims, you know? So both the early rain clothing it with the barakot, gam barakota, yait e more, clothing it with blessings, right? Clothing it, Philip, now KJV says, maketh it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. The rain, the more, both means the early rain. See, more is the early rain, more. But more also is teacher. More is also a teacher. More is also an archer. More, teacher or teaching. Also, the early rain is the more as well, from the root yara, right? Yara. You got the root yara and also yore. Early rain, autumn shower, rain which falls in the Levant from late October until early December. It's this idea of a sprinkling, the autumnal showers, the idea of that first rain, so the more. So where we have in the KJV, rain is actually the word more, right? And this idea of filling, the ata, ya ite, filling more, ya ite, gam, birako, the blessings, ya ite, ata, to cover, to enwrap oneself,
This is the idea of to enwrap, to clothe, to roll, right? So also the berakot, the blessings, yayetev, they enwrap, they clothe, more, and clothe the teacher of Torah, also enclothe, right, more, the early, right, that early rain, also filleth the pools, the baraka. Now, so here, the word berakot is the plural for blessings in the Hebrew, berakot. Baraka is the singular, which means blessing, also the source of blessing, prosperity, blessing, also that praise of Ha-Elohim, a gift, a present, a treaty of peace, right, as a benediction by implication is prosperity, blessing. To be like liberal, to pool. See, the idea of pool is very symbolic here, to present, right? So here we actually have the word, it's very interesting, the KJV, the King James translation of this particular verse right here. We just zoom in right here just to highlight some of those nuances right there. But verse 7, it says, they go from strength to strength, every one of them. In Zion appeareth before Elohim, appeareth before the true good, the true God. Now that's the KJV. The KJV read of it. Here we have in the Hebrew, Yelku me chayil il chayil Yerael Elohim b'Sion. They go from strength to strength. Yelku, they go, they try. Yelku me chayil il chayil. Right? Yelleku, leka, 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 they tried. Yelleku, they tried. May from chayil, from strength, from power. May chayil, il chayil, to power, to strength. Yerae, appearing il Elohim before, appearing to Elohim. Now here's a very interesting we have right here, right? Bamarina, we have kachayil wada chayil yehedalu yamalik tamlak betzion yitayal. Now that there, it's interesting because the Hebrew is chayil for strength. The Royal Amharic is chayil for strength. In the Royal Amharic, kachayil wada chayil yehedalu, from strength to strength, from chayil to chayil yehedalu. In the Hebrew, it says yelku. They try, they go, may chayil el chayil, may chayil el chayil. So we have chayil very, very clearly, right, both in the Afro-Shemitic scriptures, both in the Hebrew, right, as well as in the Book of the Seven Seals. Just to note that right there. But it's the B part of the verse that is particularly interesting, where it says, every one of them appeareth before Elohim in Sion. Here we have Yerae il Elohim b'Tzion. Mamarinya, we have Yamalik Amlak, the God of gods, or the source of source, Yamalik Amlak b'Tzion, in Tzion. Yitayal is seen. The God of gods, for a Peshat translation, the source of sources appears in Tzion. The source of sources appears in Zion. While we have elsewhere translated and elsewhere brought out, every one of them appears before Elohim in Sion. Now there's some interesting nuances. Even looking at the Hebrew, not getting into much depth right here, but Yerae, right, to appear il to Elohim b'Sion, literally to appear, right, to appear, to be shown to Elohim. Many say that the Septuagint and the Royal Amharic reflects the more ancient, that Elohim appears in Zion, both that is a time of pilgrimage to appear the three times in the year, but also it's a three times in the year where Elohim Yamalik Tamlak Bezion Yitayal. So they go from strength to strength. The fatigues of the journey of the tribe do not cause exhaustion. Why? Yelku mechayil il chayil. Kachayil wada chayil yehidalu. Hear that word chayil, both in the Hebrew, the biblical Hebrew, and also in the Royal Amharic, that chayil, as we have in the Hashem of Garmawi, Karmawi, Chayle Selase. So here we have verse 8. Let's go to verse 8. Verse 8. Verse 8. O Jehovah Elohim, source of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O Elohim of Yaakov, Selah,
Selah, Selah, Selah.
Hear my prayer, give ear. Yahuwah Elohim, Sebaot, Shema'ah, Tesilati, Hazina Elohe, Yaakov, Selah,
Selah.
Oh,
Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee, 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 trusteth in thee. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this
Maginenu Re'ei Elohim, we have it up in Neyamishcheka. Behold, O Elohim, I thy shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Behold, behold, look, look, O Elohim, our shield. And behold, and pay attention. Now, it's interesting here, picking up after the Selah, today's daily psalm, the Fe Dalet, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Mizmor Fe Dalet. Here, picking up Hebraically, in the Hebrew Sefer Tehillim, we pick up with the 10th verse, and the KJV corresponds with the 9th verse, which says, behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Here in the Hebrew, we have Maginenu. Re'ei Elohim, we habita pneya mishcheka, mishcheka. Behold, or look, our shield, look, our shield, re'ei, see, our shield, see, maginenu, maginenu, our shield, maginenu, re'ei Elohim, see, Elohim, we habita, I'm paying attention, pneya mishcheka. Pay attention to the face, b'nei mishcheka, of the I male anointed. Here we have this section, the prayer in Hahekal, the prayer in Hahekal, from verses 9 to 12 in the KJV, corresponding with the Hebraic verses 10 to 13. But looking at verse 9 here in the KJV, it says, behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. I mean, that's a basic peshat, a basic translation, but the word order is a little bit different. Maginenu, 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 our shield, re'ei, 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 see, seen, to look, re'ei, see, re'ei, Elohim, maginenu, re'ei, Elohim, we habit apnei mishcheka. O Elohim, our shield. See, the translation is interesting because the translation moves around the word. We have Maginenu, Maginenu, our shield. Our shield. Re'ei, see, seen, Elohim. Re'ei, Elohim, see, Elohim. We habit, to scrutinize, to look upon carefully, diligently, to pay attention to b'nei mishcheka, b'nei mishcheka, mishcheka, the eyes Messiah, the eyes anointed one. Although HaElohim is referred to as a shield, right, referred to as a shield in verse, KJV-wise, verse 11, better parallelism is obtained by rendering, behold, O Elohim, our shield, vis-a-vis the king. Ha Melech, defined by Mishcheka, Mishcheka, by the phrase thine anointed. We say Christ, the Messiah, the anointed, right? The King Messiah, Christ the King, Christ in his kingly character. With Habit Apnei Mishcheka. Accordingly, they and I and I, we offer prayer for the welfare of I and I sovereign, as they also offered prayer for the welfare of I and I, sovereign, and thee as sovereign. Now, right here is an interesting verse that we now move forward to verse 10, KJV-wise, for a thousand, for a day, speaker, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of Elohai, Hailiyai, of my Elohim, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Kiyat ob yom ba chatzereka me aleph. Ki ob yom ba chatzereka me aleph. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Ki for ob yom. Good day. Ob yom. Kiyat ob yom ba chatzereka. Chatzereka in the eyes courts me from aleph. May I lay from a thousand. I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of Elohai Hailiyai. Baharti. I would choose Baharti. Hisatofifa beita Elohai. I choose rather to stand at the threshold of the house, be beit el hai, mi dur be ahole rasha, than to dwell in the ahole rasha, be ahole rasha, than to dwell mi dur be ahole rasha, than to dwell in the courts of the rasha, of ratchet, of the wicked. Then a thousand days elsewhere. Stand at the threshold as a suppliant to bring forth supplications. Then to dwell in the tents. Be ahole rasha. Midura be ahole rasha. However luxurious and pleasant and, you know, the tents are, I prefer to stand at the threshold of Beit Elohai, of Hailiyai house. For Jehovah Elohim is a sun and shield. Jehovah will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk, that trot uprightly. So here we have 11 verse KJV. Right, ki shemeshua mageni Yehova Elohim, chen aweh kavoda yiteni Yehova, loa yimana atov laho lekima betamim. For Jehovah is a sun and a shield. Ki for shemesh sun u magen. Shemesh umagen. Ki shemesh umagen. A sun and magen. A shield. Ki a shemesh umageni Yehovah Elohim. For Jehovah Elohim is shemesh umagen. Is a sun and a shield. Chain. Wikavoda yiteni Yehovah. Chain with kavod, grace and glory. Chain with kavod, chain grace with and kavod and glory. Yitain giveth Yahweh, giveth Jehovah. Jehovah giveth grace and glory. Chain with kavod da yitaini Yahweh. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk, that trot uprightly. Lo ayim na'at ova la holkim, tamim, bitamim, la holkim, to those who try, those who walk, bitamim, in the perfect way. La holkim, bitamim, lo ayim na'at ova la holkim, bitamim. A son. Shemesh. Many focus on this verse right here. All right, say Psalm 84:11. They say Jehovah Elohim is the sun.
Yes, it says, Ki Shemesh Umageni Yahuwah Elohim. For sun and shield, he will be, we be Elohim. Chain with Kabod, grace and glory, Yiteni Yahuwah, Jehovah giveth. Lo Yimana'at Ova Laholkim Abitamim. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk, that trot uprightly. See, nowhere else in the Bible is this said of Elohim. Is it said of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God? Perhaps because of the prevalence of what they call sun worship, heliocentricism by other peoples, by other nations, the Goyim, the heathen, and the sheathen. This here is said to equal this phrase here that Elohim, right, Jehovah Elohim is the sun and the shield, Ki Shemesh U'mageni Yahuwah Elohim, that the Shemesh, Ki Shemesh, the sun, equals my light, as we have in 27, Psalm 27 and 1. Jehovah is my light. Ki Shemesh U'mageni Yahuwah Elohim, Chayna Wikavoda Yiteni Yahuwah, Lo Yimana'at Ova Laholkim Abitami, Yahuwah Sabaot, Ashrei Adama Boteyach Bak. O Jehovah of hosts, Ashrei Adam, happy is Adam. Ashrei Adam, happy is the man, Boteach Bak, that puts his trust, his confidence, the confidence, that eifidence, even the eifidence and the confidence of the victory of good over evil in the eye, that trusteth in the eye, Boteach Bak. The psalmist's last word translates his metaphors and the metaphors and the parables, the proverbs, right, of dwelling in and traveling toward the Beit, the house of Ha-Elohim, of the true good, the true God, into their simple, their peshat, their basic meaning. That trust both seeks. That trust both seeks and trust finds Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity of the Divine Majesty. There has never been but one way to his presence, to his face, to his perception. And that is the way of trust. Yahuwah Tzebaot Ashrei Adam Boteach Bak. Bak, 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 Bak.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Shema Yisrael, and hear, hear, Midrash, Midrash, and say, Daily Psalm, study, Mizmor Pe Dalet, Mizmor Pe Dalet, hear, hear, Psalm, LXXXIV, today's Daily Psalm, Psalm 84, Mizmor Pe Dalet, Mizmor Pe Dalet, hear, hear, today's Daily Psalm, Shema Yisrael, and hear, hear, Midrash, Midrash, and today's Daily Psalm, study, Mizmor Pe Dalet, Mizmor Pe Dalet, hear, 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 Psalm, LXXXIV, today's Daily Psalm, Psalm 84, Mizmor Pe Dalet, Mizmor Pe Dalet, hear, 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 today's Daily Psalm, for him who triumphs at the treading in the wine press, the gitit, lamnatziach, Al Hagiti. For him who triumphs, La Menatzeach, at the treading in the winepress, Al Hagiti. Al Hagitit. And here a midrash note on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Psalm 84. The verse is usually given in English. This verse here, opening verse, superscription, title to today's daily psalm. The verse is usually given in English as, for the leader, upon the Gittit. Here in the Midrash, bringing out the translation from the Hebrew, for him who triumphs at the treading in the wine press. La Menatzeach, Al Hagiti, La Menatzeach, for him who triumphs, for him who overcomes, the overcomer, La Menatzeach, at the treading in the wine press, Al Hagiti.
Livnei Korach Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, a mizmor, a chant, Isis, of the sons of Korah. Livnei Korach, for the sons of Korah, Mizmor, Lamnatzeach, Al Hagitit, Livnei Korach Mizmor. Hear, Hebraically the Aleph, the first verse, today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Sei Dalet.
These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere.
Zehu she'amar hakatuv.
This is what Scripture says. Wherefore are thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, for the day of vengeance that was in my heart and my year of redemption are come. I trod down the peoples in my anger. Hear, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 63, verses 2 to 3, and verses 4 and verse 6. Zehu she'amar hakatuv. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah. Wherefore are thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the wine vat alone, for the day of vengeance that was in my heart and my year of redemption are come. I trod down the peoples in mine anger. Madua Adon, Lila Hushecha, Uva Gadecha, Kovodech, Vikat, Pura, Daraketi, Levadi, Ua Mea Amim, Ein Ishaiti, We Edarkema Beati, We Eramisema Bachmati, We Yeza Nitzacham Ala Bikati, We Kola Mala Bushe Malbusheya Ega Alati, Kiyoma Nakama Bil Libi, Uashinata Geule Pa, We Abita, We Ain Ozir, We Esha Tomeima, We Ain Somek, Wa To Sha'alia Ziroia, Wa Chmati Yahia, Simakatini, We Chmati Hia, Simakatini, We Abus Amin v'apia, we a shakrei ma bachmati, we ori la'areta nitzacham. Hear the full of full here from Yeshayahu, beginning with verse 2 and going through for the full of full here to verse 6. Full of full. Wherefore is thine apparel red? Madua, Adom, Lila Busheka. Wherefore, why? Madua, Adom, Adom, red. Madua, Adom, why red? Lila Libusheka, Lila Libusheka. Thy garments. Uabe Gadeka, Kabodeka, Dekat. And thy garments like his that treadeth in the wine vat. Uba gadeka kabodeka begat. I have trodden the wine press alone. Pura da raketia libadi. And of the peoples there was no man with me. Ua me ami ain ishaiti. Yes, I tried them in mine anger with edarekem biapi, and trampled them in my fury with eramisem abachemati, and their lifeblood is dashed against my garments. With Yeza Nitzacham Allah Bekati, and I have stained all my raiment with Kola Malabushe Malbushe Ega Alati. For the day of vengeance that was in my heart, Kia Yoma Nakama Belidi. And my year of redemption are come. Ua shenata de ule ba. And I looked, and there was none to help. With abit, with ain ozer. And I beheld in astonishment. With eshatomain. And there was none, no one to uphold. With ain somek. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation to me, to I. Wa tosha li, salvation to me. Zero'i, my arm, and my fury. Wa chemati, and my fury. Wa and chemati, my ham, my fury. It upheld me. He, si, ma katini. He, she, my fury, she, he, si, ma katini, upheld me. And I trod down the peoples in mine anger. With abusa amima be'api, and made them drunk with my fury. Wa a shakrein, wa a shakreima. Bachemati, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. We orid la areta nitzacham. What ought we say of this prophetic vision? I will declare the mercy. I will declare the mercies of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, Chasidei Yahuwah, Azkir, Chasidei Yahuwah, Azkir. I will make mention, Azkir, of the mercies, Chasidei Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Whosoever has a vision of this wine press, the symbol of redemption. Whosoever has a vision of this wine press, the symbol of redemption, gives forth a song and praise and eyes of Ha'el, Ha'el, of Ha'el's triumph, the true good, the true God, the Almighty eyes triumph. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah saw it in a vision and said, I will declare the mercies of Jehovah. I will declare the mercies of Jehovah, Chassidei Yahuwah, Azkir. David saw it in a vision, the Chazon, and he said, even in the words from Psalm 8, superscription, Hebraically, the Aleph verse, for him who triumphs at the treading in the winepress, a song. And here, Mizmor Chet, Lamnatziach, Al Hagitita, Mizmor Le David, for the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, for the one who triumphs, La Menatziach, for the Menatziach, for the one who triumphs, the overcomer, Lam Natziach, Al Hagitit, Mizmor, for him who triumphs at the treading in the wine press, a song of David. Lam Natziach, Al Hagitit, Mizmor LeDawid. Asaf saw it in a vision, a chazon, and said of it, for him who triumphs at treading in the wine press, a psalm, a mizmor, a chant, eyes of Asaf. Even here, in the 81st psalm, mizmor pe'aleif, Hebraically, the aleif, the first verse, lamnatziach, al hagitit le'asaf, for the one, for him who triumphs, who overcomes, the overcomer. La Menatziach, Al Hagitit, Al Hagitit. Upon treading the wine press, upon the wine press, Al Hagitit, Le Asaf, of Asaf. The sons of Korach, they saw it in a chazon, a vision, and they said, even here, opening words of today's psalm, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Lamnatziach, Al Hagitita, Libne Korach, Mizmor, for him who triumphs, Lamnatziach, at the treading in the wine press, Al Hagitit, a psalm, a chant, Isis, of the sons of Korach, for the sons of Korach, Livnei Korach, Mizmor. Here, Midrash note, see, compare the previous Midrash from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim on the 8th psalm, Psalm 8.1. How beloved are thy tabernacles, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah of hosts, of armies. Ma yididota misha kenoteka, Yahuwah Tzibaot. How beloved, ma yididot, ma what, ma yididot, beloved. Mah yididot, lovely. Mah yididot. Mishkanoteka. How beloved are thy tabernacles, thy mishkanoteka. Mah yididota, mishkanoteka. Yahuwah Tzibaot. O he who be of armies, O Jehovah of hosts. Here is a bait verse, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Pei Dalet, Psalm 84, Hebraically, the second verse. Mah yididota mishkanoteka, Yahuwah Tzibaot. How nuff in them is so beloved of thee, of the eye, that for their sake thou, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, will tread in this wine press. Anyone who stretches out his hand, Yado, anyone who stretches out his hand against the holy tabernacle, him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, him the Holy One,
blessed be he, will put into the wine press. As scripture says, even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 6, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice from Yahuwah, from Jehovah, that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Ola shaona meir kola mehikala kol Yahuwah mishaleima gemula leoivai. Hark, hark, hark. Hear, hear, hark, a voice, all shaon meir, hark, an uproar from the city, all shaon meir, hark, a voice, all shaon, an uproar meir from the city, call mehekal, hark, call a voice, it cometh from the temple, mehekal. All hark, voice, call a voice, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Mishalem, rendereth, rendereth, payeth, payeth, maketh peace, payeth, Mishalem, gemul, rendereth recompense, Mishalem, gemul, le'oibayo. The voice of Jehovah that rendereth recompense, rendereth recompense to his enemies. Hear, hear, hear from the Midrash, bringing out in the Midrash sense, Yeshayah, Isaiah 66, verse 6, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice from Jehovah that rendereth recompense, that payeth recompense to his enemies. Call Shaon Meir, call Mehekal, call Yahuwah Mishalem Gumula Leoibayo. A voice of noise, a voice of uproar. Call Shaon, a voice of noise, a voice of uproar. The call Shaon, because of what our enemies, our haters did in his city. All Mehekal, all Mehekal, a voice from the Hekal, from the temple, because of what they did in HaHekal, what they did in the temple. Hence here, it is known, how beloved are thy tabernacles, O Yahuwah Sebaot. Mahididot, Misha Kanoteka, Yahuwah Tzibaot. Hear, hear, hear. Today, Psalm, the Beit, Hebraically the second verse. How beloved, how lovely, Ma Yedidot, how beloved are thy tabernacles, Misha Kanoteka, O Yahuwah Tzibaot, O Yahuwah Tzibaot, he who be, who ye be of armies. HaHekal, the temple. HaHekal, the temple is called beloved. The temple is called beloved. Yedid, yedid, yedidot, yedid, beloved, wadada, beloved. And he who built it is called beloved. HaHekal, the temple is called beloved. And he who built it is called beloved. As is said even in 2 Shemuel, in 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 25, where it reads, and he called his name beloved of Jehovah, and he called his name beloved of Yahuwah. And here, here, 2 Samuel, 2 Shemuel 12 and 25, here the fuller verse. Vayishlach biyad Natan hanabiya, vayikra et shmoa yedidya ba evor Yahuwah,
fuller verse. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, Wayishlach biyad Natan hanabi, and he called his name Wayikra et Shemo Jedidia, the beloved of Jehovah, Yedidia, Ba'evor Yahuwah, for the sake, Ba'evor Yahuwah, for the sake of he who be we be, for the sake of Jehovah. Wayishlach biyad Natan hanabi, Wayikra et Shemo Yedidia, Ba'evor Yahuwah. And here, Midrash note, and he called his, Wayikra et Shemo, his name, here speaking of Shlomo, Solomon's name, Yedidia, and he in whose territory it was built, the Ha-Hekal, the temple, was called Beloved. And he in whose territory was built was called Beloved. For Moses said, of Benjamin, Binyamin, the Beloved of Jehovah shall dwell in safety. Hear, in Devarim, in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 12. Le Vinyamin Amara Yedid Yahuwah Yishkona La Betach Alava Chofefa Alava Kol Hayom Uvena Ketefava Shachin. Full of verse here of Benjamin. Le Binyamin Amar he said, the beloved of Jehovah Yedid Yahuwah, Yedid, the beloved, Wadada, Yedid, Yahuwah, beloved of Jehovah, Yishkon ala betach, shall dwell in safety by him. Yishkon la betach, alayo, chofefa alayo, kola hayoma uvena, ketefayo shakin. He covereth him all the day, and he dwelleth between his shoulders. Right here, Midrash, the Midrash, right here. And he in whose territory it was built was called Yedid, beloved. For Moshe said, Le Binyamin, of Benjamin. Moses said, of Benjamin, Yedid, Yahuwah, Yishkon, La Betach. La Betach, Yedid Yahuwah Yishkona La Betach, the beloved, Yedid, the beloved, Yedid of Yahuwah of Jehovah shall dwell in safety, shall dwell La Betach, Yedid Yahuwah Yishkon La Betach. And likewise, David said, Dawid said, even in Psalm 60, Hebraically the 7th verse, that thy beloved may be delivered. That thy beloved may be delivered. Here, Mizmor LX, Mizmor Samek, 60th Psalm, Hebraically here at the 7th verse. Lim'an, ye chalfun, ye dideka. Lim'an, Yechalsun Yedideka, that thy beloved Yedideka, that thy beloved may be delivered. Lim'an Yechalsuna Yedideka,
like lightning, you crash like thunder.
Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca maketh a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. What a day in thy courts than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Oh God bless, no man curse. What lovers giant. No man can divide. What eternity is will, no man can alter. Jah give I this and no man can take it away. Yeah.
Nik sefa wikama kalta nafshi lechatzrot Yahuwah. My soul longeth, yea, even she fainteth for the courts of Yahuwah, for the courts of Jehovah. Nika Safa Wakam Kalta Nafshi Lihatzarot Yahuwah. Longs, my soul longest. Hear. Today's psalm is Morfe Dalet Pe Dalet. Here Hebraically the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse. My soul longest, yea,
even fainted for the courts of Jehovah. Nika Sefa Wigam Kaltana Shit Lif Hatzarot Yahuwah longs not only now but long for the holy court of Jehovah, even when the B'nai, the sons of Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, were at the Yam Suf, at the Et Rabah here, at the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Eritrean Sea, as is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 15, verses 13 and verse 17, where it reads, Thou in thy love hast led thy people that thou the eye hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength to thy holy habitation, till thou bringest them in and plantest them in the mountain of thine inheritance. Nachalta v'chatzbecha amzu ka'alta ne'halta v'azcha illa ne'rekachecha. Here, full of verse. Thou, the eye in thy love, has led the people that thou, the eye, hast redeemed. Here, Shemot, here, Exodus chapter 15, here, the 13th verse. Nachilta, v'chasedeka, amzua, ka'alta. Thou in thy love, Nachilta, v'chasedeka, in the eyes chesed, loving kindness, mercy in thy love, v'chasedeka, amzu. The people that Ga'alta, that the eye has redeemed. Nachilta, v'chasedeka, amzu, Ga'alta. Now the eye has guided them in thy, the eye strength. Nechalta, the azika, in the eye, ozeka, the azika, nehalta, the azika, illa nwe kadisheka, to thy holy habitation, illa nwe kadisheka, Tiviemo, Vertita Emo, Behara, Nachalateka, Makona, Lishivteka, Paalta Yahua, Mikdash Adonai, Konua, Yadeka. Here, thou bringest them in and plantest them in the mountain of thine inheritance, the place, O Jehovah, that thou hast made for thee, for the eye, to dwell in, the sanctuary, the holy place, Adonai, that thy hands have established. Here, Shemot, Exodus here, chapter 15, verse 17. Tibiemo, with Tiataemo, thou bringest them in, Tibiemo, and plantest them with Tiaemo in the mountain of thine inheritance, Behara, Nachilateka, the place, Makon, Lishibteka, for thyself to dwell in, Fa'alta, Yahuwah, Fa'alta. The eye has made the place, O Jehovah, that the eye that thou hast made for the eye to dwell in. Makona le shibteka ba'alta Yahuwah, the sanctuary, Mikdash, the holy place, the Mikdash, Adonai, that thy hands have established. Koninu,
Konenu, Konenu, to establish. Konenu, Mekonen, Konenu, Yadeka, Konenu, Yadeka, that thy hands have, Konenu, have established. Ani, Ani, Lechozir, my soul, she longeth, yea, she even fainteth for the courts of Yahuwah, for the courts of Jehovah. Nika Safa, Wukam Kalta, Nashi, Lehatzarot, Yahuwah, longs, she does, not only now, but she longed for the holy court of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, even when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were at the Yam Suf, at the Sea of Reeds, Etarabahir, the Eritrean Sea, the Red Sea, as is said, now, in thy love, has led thy people that thou that I have redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength to thy holy habitation, till thou bringest them in and plantest them in the mountain of thine inheritance. Nachirta dechasedeka amzu agalta. Nehalta de azeka illa neweya kadesheka. Tibiyim we titaim behara nahalatika behar nahalatika. Tibiyim we titaim Behara na halateka, makona le shipteka, alza Yahuwah. Shemot, Exodus chapter 15, verse 13 and verse 17. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house. Here today's Mizmor, today's Isaac, today's Psalm, Mizmor Pei Dalet, Psalm 84. Here Hebraically, the Dalet verse. Gam, Dipora, Mas'ah, Bayit, Ua, Derora, En, Laha. Yea, the sparrow she hath found a house. Gam, Sipor, yea, also Gam, Sipor, also the Sipor, the Sipor, the sparrow, Gam, Sipor, Mat'ah, she has found Bayit, Mat'ah, Bayit, she has found a house. Ua derora ein laha, and the swallow a nest for herself. Hear, yea, or Gam, also Gam, Sipor, also the Sipor, the sparrow, Mat'ah, Bayit, she has found a house. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, said, how long shall our enemies be allowed to hate us, to hate I and I, and say, even as in the words of the Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal of Solomon, the Proverbs 27 and 8, as a sparrow that wandereth from her nest, so is a man, a man that wandereth from his place. Kutsipora nodedeta mina kinah. Ken isha nodeta mima komo. As a bird, a sipor, a swallow, a sparrow, a sipor, the sparrow. Kutsipor, as a bird, as a sparrow. Kutsipor nodedet, as she wanders. Kutsipor nodedet. Min kinah, from kinah, from her nest. Kutsipor nodedet, min kinah. Ken ish, so yes, ken ish, so is a ish, a man. Ish no day, a man that wandereth.
Ishinodade, me and Mikomo, Minkomo, from Mikomo, from his place. Kugsi porno de det, mina kina. Ten Ishinodeda, me Mikomo. Our enemies, our haters say to Ha'el, Ha'el, to the power of the Almighty I. Flee as a sparrow to your mountain. Here, Mizmor, Yod, Aleph, Yud, Aleph, Psalm 11, here, Mizmor, Yud, Aleph, Yod, Aleph, Psalm 11, hear the first verse. Nodu, Harkem, Azipor, Nodu, Nodi, Nodi, flee thou, flee, Nodu, Harkem, Azipor, flee thou, to your mountains, ye birds. Here, the fuller verse. Mizmor Yod Aleph Yud Aleph Psalm XI Psalm 11. La Menateach LeDavid, for the one who triumphs, of David, for the overcomer. Of David, implied invocation, a chant, eyes of David for the overcomer. La Menateach LeDavid. By Yahuwah Chasiti Ek Tomru Lenafshi Nodu Harkem Sipor Nodi Harkem Sipor. And he who be who ye be, by Yahuwah in Jehovah have I taken refuge. By Yahuwah Chasiti Chasiti I've taken refuge, chasa, chasa, fled, taken refuge, chasiti, by Yahuwah, chasiti, ek, ek, how, ek, tomru, lenafshi, how say y'all, tomru, lenafshi, to my soul, to my psyche, nodi, harkem, sipor, flee thou, to your mountains, ye birds, ye sparrows. Here, Midrash note, refer to the above Midrash from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, study of the Psalms, Psalm 11, the first parak, first section, 11.1, for a more explicit and detailed exposition of these verses right here. So, our enemies say to Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, true good, the true God, flee as a sparrow to your mountain. Nodu harkem sipor, nodi harkem sipor. Flee as a sparrow to your mountain. They do not say, flee as a dove, as a yona, as yona or jonah or a yona, but they say, flee as a sparrow. Nodi. Sipor, nodi, sipor. So the enemies don't say, flee as a yona, as a jonah, as a yona, as a dove. But they say, flee as a sipor, 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 as a sparrow, a dove, a yona. Even when wings are taken away, she returns to her nest, as scripture says, even in Hosea chapter 7 verse 11. Like a silly dove without understanding. Like a silly dove without understanding. Vayehi Ephraim akut yona fotah ein le Mitzrayim karau ashora halaku. Here the fuller verse, Hosea 7 11. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt, to Kemet, to Mitzrayim. They go to Assyria. Hear the fuller verse. Vayehi Ephraim k'yona fotah ein leh Mitzrayim k'au ashur halaku. Fuller verse. Ephraim
also is like a silly dove. Ephraim has been like a dove, easily deceived, lacking discernment. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. Wayehi Ephraim Kyona Fotah Ain Lay, like a dove, silly Kyona, like a Yona Fotah Fotah Fotah, open, open, like open to any suggestion, right? Open, like simple in a sense of being easily deluded, like an open mind, easily persuaded to any point of view. A Yona Fotah, Kyona Fotah, Ain Lay, Ain without lay, without heart, lacking discernment, easily deceived. Yona Fotah. But this is not so with the Tzipor. Tzipor, Tziporah, Tzipor. This is not so with the sparrow. True, true. Bemet. She hatches her chicks in her nest. But when her fledglings are taken away from her, she does not go back to the nest. Again. A dove, a Yona, even when her fledglings are taken away, returns to her nest, as the scripture says, even in Hosea 7:11, like a silly dove without understanding. Kyona Fotah Ain Lay. But this is not so with the Tzipor, with the sparrow. True, Bemet, Bemet. True, she hatches her chicks in her nest, but when her fledglings are taken away from her, she does not go back to the nest. Thus, like this, the wicked, the ratchet, the resha, reshaim, the ratchet liken HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They liken the Holy One, the Isla One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, to a Tzipor, K'Tzipor, to a sparrow, and Yisrael and Israel to the fledglings, to the fledglings. Therefore, Ha'el, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, declares, yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself. Gam Tzipora Matza'a Bayita Uderora Ain Laha. Yea, also Gam, also Tzipora, also the sparrow. Gam Tzipora Matza'a Bayit Matza'a, she has found Bayit, she has found a house. Uderora, and the Deror, the swallow, Ain Laha, Ain Laha, and the swallow a nest for herself. Udror Ain Laha, Ain Laha, Ain Laha, Ain Laha, Ain Laha.
Jaja gives us to see what we desire. Some say to wrong, some to right, and some to love. What we are to know will soon be revealed from above. Look at the sea.